Even with yesterday's stock market gains, the share prices of many internet companies continue to take a beating. The recent volatility is causing many dot-com employees to watch helplessly as their net worths plummet, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Gravity has finally grabbed hold of internet stocks, and it's not letting go. The internet grocer Webvan stock has fallen more than 80% from the day it started trading. Elon is trading at around $3 a share, down from a high of 74, and the list goes on. Charlie Cooper is an executive at ZDNet, an online technology news service, which has also seen its stock price drop.
It's been a roller coaster. Compared with where the stock was 6 months ago, 40% of my net worth has disappeared. But 6 months from now, I'm fairly confident that that 40% will return. Look, in the short term, you're guaranteed an ulcer if you follow the daily fluctuations of your company's stock price.
Other dot-com employees seem to be remaining optimistic here in Silicon Valley. Bill Crosby works at ImproveNet, which lines up consumers with reputable home improvement contractors. Since the firm went public last month, Crosby and his coworkers have watched the value of their stock fall 70% from its opening price. And Crosby sounds a bit like a ball player after a really rough couple of games.
We know we have a great model, and I think the sense of the employees is that we're in it for the long haul, that we can't let this one glitch have us take our eye off the ball, that people here really believe in what we're doing, that we are transforming a marketplace.
Many executives with internet companies will tell you that they hire employees who are dedicated to the company, whatever the stock price happens to be in any given month. But some Silicon Valley insiders say that's not really the whole story.
That's a fashionable thing to say now, isn't it?
John Rosica heads up the Silicon Valley office of Management Recruiters International, where he's been in the midst of a hiring frenzy by dot-com companies desperate to attract experienced managers.
A few months ago, or maybe a year or two ago, sure, they might have said that out of one side of their mouth. The true fact was, behind closed doors, they'd be telling this executive, hey, look, man, if you do this, 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 and this, we're going to go public, and we're looking at multiples and valuations of X, blah, 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 and you're going to get rich.
But after this dramatic dive in dot-com stocks, many of these executives aren't getting rich, and some are starting to get fed up, and they're talking to recruiters, such as Rosica, about quitting their jobs.
One fellow that was in just last week that, you know, when we talked, among other things, not all of it was money, but at the very tail end of the conversation, and in a significant way, he did mention to me that the company's stock was pretty damn lousy. It was terrible, it had done terrible, and that he had no love lost for the company.
Young internet companies are famous for working their employees very hard, and the promise of valuable stock options is an important incentive, a kind of glue holding everything together. So Rosica says, especially for those people who are feeling burnt out or just sick of their jobs, a prolonged stock slump could send lots of them out the door. But still, Silicon Valley's entrepreneurial spirit is likely to keep thriving regardless of the current stock slump. Chaim Mendelson is a Stanford Business School professor who runs Stanford's Center for Electronic Business and Commerce.
I've talked to a number of student groups that are actually starting up dot-com companies, and I don't see any change really in their behavior.
Mendelson says technology and the internet are fundamentally changing business. He says even if his students fail when they start companies, they'll learn so much in the process that it's worth it. And he fully expects most will fail.
We live in a period of great opportunity and great risk. And the fact that the market is down simply reminds us that risks and rewards do go together.
Publicly traded internet companies are certainly being reminded of that fact. Industry experts see a shakeout coming, which many internet firms will not survive. Chris Arnold, NPR News, San Francisco.